Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4253. What do you aspire to be?
I would like to be a person who possesses strong qualities, mainly the ones pertaining to leadership, discipline, respect, and honor.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would say that I'm a pretty compassionate person. I like to enjoy the simple things in life, and I would say I'm pretty competitive.
What makes you smile?
Being tickled definitely makes me smile. Listening to a song that takes me back in time. And just doing things that I enjoy doing.
And what types of things make you happy?
I would say pretty much anything that I enjoy doing, like listening to music, playing guitar, exercising, certain songs from like college that remind me of the past.
What types of things make you sad?
Other songs from college that remind me of how much I miss it. Nostalgia, just things from my past, and maybe like not seeing my family as much.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Well, I would say that I came from a very sheltered childhood, and I learned a lot about family values and how good it is to have those values. I would say that it helped me kind of learn more about myself and help me kind of realize what I want to do in life.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
I'm going to say probably leadership and compassion, mainly because a lot of the leadership development I got was from the Army, and most of the compassion was just from my personality. Because I'm a very compassionate person, so.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I would say they have to, be a compassionate person. I think somebody who has more emotions is a lot more important than somebody who has not as many emotions, although doing things based off emotion isn't always healthy, but I'd say that that's a very important thing that a person should have, a very important quality.
And what quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I would say I have a lot of character, mainly just because of all the things I've experienced in life so far, and probably the least would be maybe dedication. It's been a while since I've stayed dedicated to a certain career path, so that'd probably be my least.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Discipline, definitely discipline. Hard work, earning your own at the home, like earning your own pay and things like that. I would say one of the big things I take on and pass on to my children would be that sense of family and family values. It's definitely something I would pass on.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Well, my family definitely enjoys their alcohol, so I'd say a lot of the times it's celebrating. I guess just doing things together, working with the family business, and, you know, going home for holidays and visiting everybody.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I got a dirt bike on my 13th birthday, and that was probably my most special gift because it brought my dad and I closer, because we both had dirt bikes and we would always go riding together.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Activities in childhood, let's see. Where do I begin? Well, my brother and I have fond memories of playing Sega Genesis and watching movies like any Disney movie. We could bring up a reference and either of us would get it, no one else would. Riding dirt bike, you know, going for bike rides, just doing little things, and I'd say just the little things were definitely the most memorable in my childhood. So,
what is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
Well, I'd say probably my favorite book would be Fight Club, because it's also my favorite movie. The book was better. I say most of the books I read are more books pertaining to success and kind of soul-searching books. My favorite literary character would probably be, I want to say Odysseus from the Odyssey, which is another one of my favorite books. One of the Greek characters in Greek literature, mainly because he went on many journeys in life, and a lot of those journeys pertain to society today as a whole and the journeys that we go through.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character?
The last book I read was actually one of those success books called Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude. A friend had suggested it to me. There was no character in the book. They just mentioned a lot of successful people in the past. Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and a lot of the other successful people, and how they used the powers of positive mental attitude to create their success, whether it was monetary needs or personal success. And favorite character, obviously, there was none. So I just like, I'd say Henry Ford's theory on positive mental attitude was very useful.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
I saw The Avengers, and I did like it. I'd say it's a really, really good movie. One of the highest grossing movies in box office history. So,
what type of sports do you like to watch?
Any sports involving the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, football. They're definitely my favorite team.
So, what do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
I like to, I obviously like to go and exercise, listen to music, play guitar, hang out with friends. I like, I really like going to the beach, anywhere involving water and sand. And I also like to read. So,
are you a creative person? And if so, how do you express your creativity?
I would say I'm a pretty creative person when it comes to ideas, rather than like expressing it in a physical form like artwork. I'm not very artistic, although I like to be creative in my work when it comes to just potential ideas for you know, personal future, or just ideas for, you know, things as a whole, I guess.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes. There is one celebrity, Dustin Milligan, from Shark Night. And from the Repeaters. Somebody told me I look a lot like him. My parents told me. And also Hayden Christensen when I was younger, which is weird.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, or risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma that you faced, and its impact on you.
I would say that a big achievement and also experience that I've had was Army ROTC in college, going through various training cycles and being away from home for extended periods of time. And I would say that the impact it had on me was building leadership and independence, and also a lot of discipline in that area.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would say fictional, going back to that Odyssey book, I would say fictionally I would interview Odysseus and ask him about his journeys, and I would like to know like details and kind of how it defined him as a person or a fictional character, if you will.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? And describe this moment and your percepts about it.
One of the books I just read opened my eyes to the idea of positive mental attitude and how it affects other people.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to be traveling the world, like just Europe and Australia and basically all the continents. I would like to be like traveling continuously.
And who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I would say family, because I moved away from them and I haven't seen them in a while, so I would like to, you know, be with them at this time.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life, I would say you are given choices and consequences for the choices you make. That's my theory to life.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How do you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of this difficulty?
I would say, actually, the past 6 months has probably been the most difficult time in my life, moving away from home. To overcome these difficulties, I would say that I just kept a positive mental attitude and kind of had a religious aspect to it, prayed a lot, and kept in contact with my family because they helped me look through the difficult times and keep my eye on what I left for. My perspective on life has changed a little bit. I realize that, you know, there are opportunities out there. You just have to be proactive about finding them and keep that positive attitude.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Graduating from college would probably be my most rewarding experience. I was one of the first people in my family to graduate, and that was like a big thing for me. I feel like it was just a very big accomplishment in my life.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Chutes and Ladders and Candyland. They were both two of my favorite games. We always had fun with those.
Who is your favorite actor?
I would have to go with Probably, I'd have to say Brad Pitt. Just him in Fight Club and like Troy and all those good movies. So.
What is your favorite dinner?
One that I don't have to cook. No, probably baked ziti and red wine. Any Italian dish.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Oh, I would have to say probably jumping from helicopters when I was 18 during a training cycle in the Army, rappelling from like helicopters was pretty crazy. I mean, not a lot of people I know have done that, so.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Get up. I usually try to read a chapter every morning. From whatever book I'm reading. So usually that's probably the first thing I do in the morning.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I always wanted to learn how to play the piano and never really gave it a shot. That would probably be the one thing I wish I could do among other things, but that one primarily.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? And why would you choose this career?
I think I would choose a career that allowed me to travel very frequently, like maybe something with the military, or CIA, that would require me to travel on a normal basis. I think that would be interesting just because I want to see the world.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
To give the gift of life. I think a lot of people look negatively on it from a religious aspect, but I am also a little religious and I see it as an opportunity to give the gift of life that some people may or may not be able to produce. So, I guess in my sense, I feel like I'm doing God's work, maybe. Maybe.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Keep a positive attitude would just be my number one message to leave for anybody. It definitely has an effect on your life and the people around you and your opportunities that you can have. So just keep your head up.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4253.